Despite apologies, two Missouri legislators are not off the hook yet for controversial remarks they made on social media. Some fellow legislators want their scalps. University City Democratic Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal is being targeted for talking about assassinating the president. Representative Warren Love, an Osceola Republican, is taking heat for suggesting that vandals who deface Confederate monuments be hanged. St. Louis Public Radio reporter Jason Rosenbaum joins me in studio to talk about where some fellow legislators and the governor want to go with all of this. Jason, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Don.
How much trouble are they in?
At this point, it's unclear. It's very possible, as we reported yesterday, that both Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal and Representative Warren Love may not lose their seats. I think that the interest in expelling Senator Chappelle Nadal is waning to some extent. We now have at least two Republicans on record saying that they would rather censure her, which is critical because you need 23 to expel, and that the two announcing that they won't expel drops that number to 22. And there are a lot of Democrats that do not want to even consider expelling Chappelle Nadal if they're not also going to consider a similar punishment for Love. So as of right now, I wouldn't bet on either one of them being kicked out.
The governor thinks both of them should be punished, but he is actually, in a sense, sort of helping Nadal, is he not, by not calling a special session?
By not calling a special session, it makes it structurally harder. Now, lawmakers themselves could call themselves in the special session, but that would require three-fourths of lawmakers signing a petition. That could be very difficult if Democrats don't sign on to such a move, because Republicans don't control three-fourths of either chamber. So it probably would require the governor to call a special session. I'm sure there's some argument that they don't even need to call a special session, which maybe they're working through. But at this point, I believe those are the two main options.
You've talked to Chappelle Nadal recently. Is she lobbying colleagues?
In fact, that was one of the first questions that I asked her, if she was talking with colleagues. The answer is yes. She's talked to many of them over the phone over the last 3 weeks. And I also asked her what message she wants to send to her colleagues who will decide their fate. This is what she had to say. If you had to guess at this point, do you think that they'll consider expelling you during veto session?
I don't know. I mean, they certainly have the right to consider Article 2, Section 18 of the Constitution. It does conflict with the First Amendment, but if they are bringing it up, then I'm prepared to go through that process.
You made a public apology to your colleagues, to Donald Trump, to the state of Missouri, but your colleagues are going to be the people that end up deciding whether you stay in the Senate or are kicked out. If you had a message for them, what would it be?
Well, I sent a letter to my colleagues in the last couple of weeks. And one of the things that I stated to them is that, sometimes when we have a lot of issues in our district, you respond in a certain way. And I made it very clear to them and to others that with everything going on, I had a lot of frustration and a lot of anger in my heart. And I also asked them for forgiveness and told them that when you are dealing with some of these issues, 3 weeks ago, it was the trauma that is happening in the community in which I serve in one way or the other. So we had the anniversary of Ferguson and the shooting of Michael Brown. A lot of the people who already have PTSD and other anxiety realized a heightened anxiety after they saw the visuals in Charlottesville. And I have this practice where I go through all of my followers and people who I follow. I go through their postings on social media to see how they're doing. I've been doing that for the last 3 years just to console individuals and give them some hope from time to time. I do that. That is part of my leadership. And I noticed that everything was okay, in a sense. There's some anxiety during the anniversary, and then things just started changing. when Charlottesville happened. And those images on TV were very, very, very disturbing to the people I represent and the people who I follow on social media. And then things really, really started triggering individuals here in St. Louis when the president made his statement. And basically what his statement meant to me is that, you know, he made room for people who practice covert racism because they could say, hey, at least I'm not Donald Trump. But there is a wide variety of things that could happen between what we deal with as minorities and women in the state of Missouri and in St. Louis in particular, and what the president was stating or at least inferring at that time. And that's pretty much what led me to this comment that I made on my personal Facebook. And I saw the changes in people's attitude on social media. I saw the trauma. There are people who could not sleep, including myself, because they were repeating in their minds the experience of Ferguson, which was not nice. So, you know, if you asked me, Maria, you know, what were you thinking when you wrote that down? I was thinking about the trauma that St. Louisans are incurring, even now as we're dealing with this Jason Stockley verdict. A lot of what you're seeing and hearing is a result of the trauma that people incurred in the last 3 years and over their lifetimes through their experiences.
Missouri Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal. Jason Rosenbaum, we're both familiar with her. She sounds contrite.
And she, as I mentioned in that question, she publicly apologized to her colleagues, the state, and to Donald Trump. She mentioned in the interview that she's actually sent a letter to the White House, you know, expressing her remorse and asking how they could work together. Now, obviously, as a Democrat, and especially as a very passionate Democrat, I don't think that Chappelle Nadal and Trump are going to find much common cause on anything. But, I mean, that belief that she is contrite and sorry, I think, is affecting some of her colleagues' decision-making, especially on the Republican side.
And constituents. She's getting constituent support.
We interviewed a number of her constituents in the 14th Senatorial District, and the vast majority of them told us that they didn't agree with what she posted on Facebook and there should be some sort of punishment, but they don't believe she should be kicked out of the Senate. Chappelle Nadal is going to be term limited after 2018 anyways. And several of the senators, they believe that she has said that she's sorry and they kind of want to move on.
She is a Democrat, as obviously we've been pointing out. The other legislator, Representative Warren Love, is a Republican. Mm-hmm. It seems to me, looking at it from a distance, that he's being treated a little bit differently.
And she actually made that point in the interview that high-ranking Republican officials called for her resignation almost immediately. And also some Democrats, too. I want to make clear that there have been bipartisan calls for her to resign. And although there were several Republicans who said that the punishment needs to be the same for both of them, including Eric Greitens, not all Republicans suggested that Representative Love should resign, and she thought that that was frankly a double standard. And I think that that is actually something that is playing through especially Democratic legislators' minds right now.
Yeah. Well, that has yet to play out, needless to say. But the real question, I think, coming from her comments on Facebook goes to the issue of, was this a dangerous thing to do?
Yeah,
to incite some action against the president.
That was one of the questions that I asked her because I had heard from several people, even people that personally like her, that the danger of hoping for an assassination of someone like Trump, who obviously has a lot of non-fans and detractors, could actually, God forbid, spur some type of terrible action. That's one of the questions that I asked her, and here is her response to that question.
I want to remind your listeners that I posted this up in my personal Facebook, and it was also a sub post in response to another person.
A Facebook comment, basically. Yes.
So it was in response to someone else. The night previous to that, I wrote something to the effect that the president is causing a lot of trauma and nightmares. And that's real because I have seen it reflected, as I said before, in residents of St. Louis who have gone through situations like Ferguson. And so, you know, the legislation that I've passed since 2014 deals with trauma. I want to say Senate Bill 22 in 2015 said that there should be on-site social workers and psychologists who are on the ground whenever there's a man-made disaster or even a human-made disaster, a natural disaster. The other thing is, you know, in 2015 and 16, I also pushed for $1 million to go into human disasters so that we can have the social workers on the ground. So when I talk about trauma, it's not a new thing. It's something that I saw reflected in Ferguson. It's something that I've seen ongoing as there have been more and more police shootings and other things happening in our great city. But I could have responded differently, and I didn't. And I needed to have a different outlet at that time and perhaps said something different or just turned off my social media altogether.
State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal, Jason Rosenbaum in studio. Bottom line with all of this controversy is she says she's not going anywhere.
She's not. And she's emphasized that multiple times that she's not going to resign. And unless the expulsion has enough people to actually get her out of the Senate, there's not going to be anything that's going to make her leave. You need 23 senators. At this point, the numbers aren't there unless Democrats join Republicans. And there's no indication that they're going to do that at this point.
What was the bottom line to her conversation?
As you've heard through much of her responses, the thing that she really wanted to focus on and center on is the trauma that she feels that many people in her district have felt. Her district includes Central and North St. Louis County. Here's some of her final remarks that she had in our interview.
If I leave you with anything, it is to pay attention to the trauma that people are going through, and it's layers of trauma. It's not just police brutality. It's the trauma of living in poverty. It's the trauma of not being educated. It's the trauma of not having two parents. It's the trauma of not being respected as a human being, and you know that you have every single gift that other people have, but because of what you look like, you're treated differently. And all those layers combined does cause trauma. And when you get to a situation like what we did in Charlottesville, it just makes things worse. And that was what I was responding to out of my love for the people that I represent.
Senator Nadal, once again, in 30 seconds or less, Jason, is there a role for the governor going forward in this?
Not beyond just calling for people's resignation or not. He doesn't really have any role over the expulsion part. He will play a role if she does resign because he'll have to call a special election for the 14th Senatorial District. That's basically his main practical role here.
We should have a pretty good idea of what's going to happen by the end of next week or so.
Maybe. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Jason Rosenbaum. That does it for us. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.